We're talking about veterans in Rochester, and of course you can't talk about veterans in Rochester without including the Veterans Outreach Center. Laura Stradley, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
You're the, is it the CEO or the executive director? I get it confused. Sometimes everybody's got different titles.
Yeah, we usually go
with it means the same thing, right?
It does, yeah. Executive director, I think, is more common language in nonprofit world, but
right,
yeah,
right.
Same thing.
So, we're coming up on, of course, Veterans Day is in November. Right?
Yep, yep, that's right.
I got it right. It's like, wait a minute, did I misremember something?
No.
And of course, we have your Stars and Stripes event coming up just before Veterans Day, once again, at the Convention Center.
Yes.
Okay, and it is, what, the 4th of November?
It is, yeah, so just
that's
a week
Friday
before.
Evening. Yes.
Yep.
So tell us what's been happening in town, because, I mean, first and foremost, we've been touched locally here by veterans in suicide.
Yes.
We hear about it all the time. Is 22 still the number per day, they say?
I think some organizations would say 20.5, but you know, 22, whether it's symbolic or accurate, is representative, obviously, of a critically high number of veterans who are taking their own lives every day. And we continue to work collaboratively with a lot of other groups in this community to try to bring that number down. But it just is it's a very tough nut to crack right now.
Yeah.
You know, mental health, as you and I were talking about, just seems to be at an all-time high for probably all populations, but certainly veterans are struck by that every bit as much as other groups. And we've got to really just continue to focus all of our efforts on reducing those suicide numbers.
Sometimes they're just a little more susceptible because of the stress they've gone through.
Yeah, when you look at some of the challenges that folks who are at risk for suicide are facing, you know, among them include things like homelessness, joblessness, obviously having mental health related issues. And so many of our veterans have mental health issues as it relates to their service. And what makes that unique is that post-traumatic stress disorder is common, and it's not the thing that everybody else experiences. And because I think it's different, there's maybe a little bit less support out there from people who understand what it looks like and you know what it does. So, you know, unfortunately, we've got a lot of compounding factors. And then, you know, for men, I think a lot of people know that, you know, death by firearm is one of the more common ways to make that happen. And our veteran population are very experienced and skilled with firearms.
Yeah.
And tend to have access to them. So it's, you know, certainly a very complicated situation, but one that we are working towards reducing every day.
So under the umbrella of the Veterans Outreach Center, and again, I don't know if people realize, back in the day, there was a lot of Veterans Outreach Centers all over the country,
yeah.
And we're like one of the last man standing, right?
We
if
are.
Not the last man standing.
Sure, yeah. So in the 1970s, the government realized that there was a big crisis going on at that time with our returning Vietnam vets, which is that they were not welcomed in traditional veterans organizations, not welcomed by the VA. And in fact, many of them were very mistrustful of government organizations in general, so they weren't going.
Yeah.
So they began funding these programs across the country. And ours was started by Action for a Better Community in the city of Rochester in 1973. But when the funding dried up about 5 or 6 years later, our Vietnam vets did not want to let go of the concept. And so they did everything that they could for the next probably 20 years to really continue to make Veterans Outreach Center a success. And that included periods of time where it was an all-volunteer organization, then a paid staff, and then an all-volunteer organization
right.
again. And so during that time, though, I think we began to really get more recognition in the community as an important place for our veterans. And I would say probably since about the year 2000, we've been a very stable and very welcome part of the veteran community here in Rochester. And then other organizations across the country, they weren't maybe, you know, quite as hardcore as our Vietnam vets
right.
were.
Yeah.
Theirs did not last. Other organizations have started since that time, but ours is definitely the oldest.
Rochester's a very giving community and
yes.
a caring community.
Yep.
I mean, that's one thing that I'll say every day.
Yep.
About all causes, too. It's, I mean, there's not a cause that I don't deal with. You know, I'm associated with a bunch of them, help them out
yeah.
in different ways, and
yeah.
just see how the community always comes out.
I just, you're so right about that, Dino. I just had a great meeting this morning with one of our bigger donors at VOC. And as we were finishing the meeting, he just looked at me and he said, there's a lot of people that really want to help with this, Laura. So call us and you know, make sure that we're involved in this. And you know, what we were talking about this morning was actually raising funds to completely outfit each of the bedrooms in our homeless shelter, which we're currently remodeling, and making sure that they, when we reopen that, hopefully around January 1st or so, that they have bedding and shower curtains and, you know, lamps and all those kinds of things that you need when you have completed a remodel. But just the fact that he said there's so many people that want to help with this,
yeah,
you know, and
yeah,
it was just a testament to what you just said, so many giving people in this community.
And that's the thing, I don't know to get under, you know, what you guys do, your whole agenda is, yes, you mentioned homeless, but you also just, sometimes you're just helping people find a job.
Yes.
You do. You go from nuts to, you know, just everything.
Nuts. Yeah. You know, the thing that I guess I'd really love for all of our listeners to really take home today is that we are not just here for homeless vets. We're not just here for the veteran who is really feeling desperate or destitute, which, of course, we are. We are here for them. But we also have a fitness center. We've got massage therapy. We have hydro massage. We have a barber shop. I mean, we have so many things that any person who served their country can come in and utilize and enjoy using because you earned it. You served your country. You made that sacrifice and that commitment. All of those things are at no cost. And who couldn't save a few dollars, you know, on some of those extraneous things like getting your hair cut or you know, gym membership. It's a great way to connect with fellow vets who are like-minded and enjoy, you know, maybe a little bit of that camaraderie. But yes, I mean, Veterans Outreach Center, we have a host of programs. We do employment and training. We help 200 veterans every year find meaningful employment again in this community. We have a lot of really cool training programs for people that want to maybe change careers and get into something new. As I mentioned with some of our wellness programs, we also have a lot of peer support groups and therapeutic groups. We've got an on-site pantry and clothing closet for folks that need those things, and they can choose their own items. We even have fresh meat and dairy.
Really?
Wow. We do, yeah. We're certified by FoodLink to provide those things, and that makes us a little bit unique. I think when people think of a food pantry, of course, pantry, you think canned goods.
Yeah.
But we've got everything, actually. And so, you know, we really, if you can think of a need that you may have in your life or a veteran in your life has, we probably have access to, you know, providing for that need, or at the very least, you know, connecting you to somebody that does. We've also got some very generous donors who created an emergency fund at Veterans Outreach Center. So, you know, for vets who maybe their income, you know, isn't allowing for them to put a lot into their savings account every month, and they get a car bill and it's like, now how am I going to cover that?
Yeah, something breaks.
Come into VOC. Mm-hmm. We've got an emergency fund. We can pay for car repairs, all kinds of things. So,
right. You know, and you mentioned the clothing too. Like somebody, if somebody's got an important job interview or something like that, and they just don't have a nice suit to wear
The thing is, these are not like, you know, old, outdated, rumpled suits. These are nice suits that we have. We were just going through our inventory last week, and it's like, we've got people that are donating to us that bought their suits, you know, for probably $500 to $1,000, and they're maybe retired. They don't need them anymore. They're barely worn. They're beautiful. And we've got women's clothing, too, of course, for our female vets, all kinds of winter clothing. We've got a big supply of baby diapers right now for our vets that have children. So, you know, really, we've got bus passes. We can give veterans free, unlimited lifetime bus passes, courtesy of RTS and the partnership that we have with them. So, yes, vets that want to go back to college, we have folks that come on site every week from the RIT Veterans Upward Bound program, and they can help them not only get prepped to go back to school, but then also work through those benefits issues and you know, choosing the right school and all those things too.
And one of the things I remember when I first was associated with the VOC about 25 years ago, now it's been a while, is navigating the Veterans Administration, because a lot of people always are complaining about the Veterans Administration and how hard that is, the red tape, et cetera.
Yes.
And you guys are good at helping with that, in that, right?
Yeah. So we,
people don't know what benefits they have.
For. That's right. Yeah. You know, and it breaks my heart when I talk to a veteran who served in, 1965, and they tell me that they've been suffering with hearing loss, but it's great because the VA is taking care of them. They have their hearing aids. And I say, well, did you get service-connected disability compensation as well? And they go, well, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
And I just think, oh my gosh, unfortunately the VA in our area is wonderful, but they are not, kind of a one-stop shop. So you've got VA healthcare and then a completely separate administration for VA benefits. And they're out of Buffalo, actually. So you may be going in and getting your hearing aids and your care for free at the VA, which is terrific.
Right. But and you're all happy.
Right. But never have realized you could be getting, a few hundred dollars a month or more tax-free because that hearing loss was caused by military service. So, and there's so much more to all of that. I mean, that's just one example. But, veterans who have been to the VA and maybe they didn't qualify when they first came home, like me, I went in, I applied, and I was told that I didn't qualify. I, at that time, earned too much money, which, by the way, was not very much money that I was earning. So I was kind of surprised to hear that. But then over time, as the laws change and as your eligibility criteria possibly changes, you may be eligible. So come into VOC, find out if you're, if you're missing out on some things that you could be earning right now.
These are a ton of great programs. You guys do great work over there on South Avenue. But you need a way to support it. And
yes,
that's why we're talking about the Stars and Stripes celebration.
Yes.
Give us a little synopsis, a recap. November 4th, it's going to be over right across the street here, the Riverside Convention Center.
Yep.
And what can we expect that evening?
Probably the best event of the year in Rochester, if I'm, bold enough to say that.
I've been there. It's pretty cool.
And a little bit partial for sure. But yeah, it's really it's my favorite thing that we do all year as far as, connecting with our community, because we really, I think we span the spectrum of honoring and celebrating our vets. We will have all of our local Gold Star families there that night, and we have a beautiful ceremony that really honors the sacrifice of those that were killed in combat. And we've got an active duty military color guard that comes out and lights a candle for each one as they're, we have a video montage that kind of plays up on the screen showing the very handsome and beautiful faces of those that made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. So it's very moving. And then as the evening kind of continues on, we really bring a little bit more levity and a little bit more celebration to the night. And we've got folks that have been served by Veterans Outreach Center, veterans that came through some of our programs, and hopefully, their lives were transformed in some way. And
the success stories.
Yeah, they share those stories.
If you don't
stories.
Shed a tear, you don't have a heart.
Exactly. You're missing some emotional genes. But it's fun. And then by the end of the night, we've got a band playing. And so you get dinner, dancing, the whole thing. And it's very patriotic and just a wonderful night to bring your spouse out and have a date night.
VOCROC.org?
Yes.
Is that where we go to get the tickets for that?
Get right on our website. You can buy tickets online. If you're more comfortable making a phone call, it's 546-1081, area code 585, of course. And you can, just ask to speak to somebody about the Stars and Stripes celebration.
Or you can actually just sign up for the auction for the items, too.
You
can do online, if you want to help. You can't make it down on the Friday, the 4th of November to the convention center. You can go online and bid on some of the cool stuff you guys are auctioning off.
One of my favorite things right there, online shopping. So yeah, we've made
for
that
a
available.
Great cause,
that's
too.
Right. That's and actually my other favorite thing is shopping for a cause. So yes, you can get online. If you would like to donate auction items, we're still accepting some of those as well. Maybe you run a business and you've got a few things that you'd either like to write off on your taxes or just something you'd like to donate. But yes, to all the folks that enjoy supporting a good cause, check out our online auction. Even one of the things that we do too, which is really nice, is folks that maybe are not available to attend the gala that evening can buy tickets if they want to support the Gold Star families, because of course we don't ask them to pay to come to the celebration, and also tickets for our veterans,
right,
that may be living at Richard's house. And
I've met a lot of them there before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's great.
That's the cool part. Where was I going to go? I was going to talk about... Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
I call
to me
it my,
all the time.
It's the COVID brain. It's the COVID brain. But it's just, it's great support. It's a great cause. The Veterans Outreach Center. Oh, I know. Programs.
Yes.
Down the road. If somebody, I had an uncle that went to Vietnam.
Yeah.
And he was too proud to claim anything. He, you know, he died of cancer, Agent Orange. We know it because of his daughter's birth defects when she was born. My cousin Jenny, she's still. A lot of people, they're too proud.
Yeah.
So if you're a relative, a wife or something like that, can we reach out to you?
Oh, yeah.
And find out how I can get help for my spouse who's a veteran?
Well, oftentimes...
I mean, give us some advice. You know?
Hit the nail on the head. It's the family that usually has the best inroad with the vet because they, many times you'll hear them say, nope, give that to someone that needs it more than I do. You know, I don't need that.
Right.
And so one of the things that I will tell spouses sometimes is, you know, again, using the hearing loss as an example, but there are so many other things out there that a veteran may be eligible for or may be suffering through. But if your veteran has hearing loss... you can say to them, well, you know what, if you find out that hearing loss is because of military service, and by the way, you know, the VA is going to do all the legwork on that and with our help. And so that part's easy. But if we find out you've got hearing loss because of military and they, you know, decide to service connect you, if you pass away, your spouse will then have the ability to help get help with funding for your plot, for your burial allowance, for all your final expenses. They may be even, depending on how high you're rated with service-connected disability, they may be able to get indemnity compensation, which will help, you know, pay them for the rest of their lives. You may be eligible to get tax reductions on your home in addition to just the one that exists for veterans. And who doesn't love a tax reduction?
Yeah.
You know, and I always tell people, and if none of that really sells you, you know, this is something that you earned. And if you choose not to take advantage of it, it does impact future generations of veterans because the government will stop allocating funding to it. So go ahead, you know, get that service connection and then donate it to a charity if you want.
Use it or lose it.
Exactly.
It's like vacation here at the radio station.
Yeah. Very good comparison. Yeah.
November 4th, the Stars and Stripes Gala at the Riverside Convention Center. November 4th. Get your tickets, vocroc.org. Laura Stradley, thank you again for coming in and talking
about
the veterans.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.